And welcome back to our final segment today on Talk Louisiana. I'm Julie Baxter Payer. I'm filling in for Jim Engster today. Our next guest is an author and former Scientologist. She's now out telling her story of how she went from a former ranking Scientologist, president of that church's humanitarian organization called Youth for Human Rights, to being essentially excommunicated and ruthlessly investigated, she says, according to her new book, Perfectly Clear. Michelle LeClaire joins us now. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have just published this book in which you talk about the church's pervasive influence, secret rituals, what you call ruthless practices for keeping its members in line. And yet you used to basically speak on behalf of the church. What was your role of prominence in the church, and what changed in your experience that led you to want to leave?
I did. I had been involved in the Church of Scientology since I was 18. They tend to prey on young people that are naive. I had worked my way up in the church. I had become one of their largest donors. I was the U.S. president to one of their front groups, Youth for Human Rights International. I spoke at the UN many times. And I was also a business partner with Kirstie Alley.
And so what changed that made you feel like you needed to leave and began to encounter, I guess, struggles to do that?
Well, I tried to come out gay at 19, and the church was not having that. They had me read policy that L. Ron Hubbard had written about gay and made me believe that it is the lowest of the low. And there is a particular quote that sent chills down my spine, which is from a book called Science of Survival, which L. Ron Hubbard says, you are to dispose of them quietly and without sorrow. And I realized at that time that I needed to push down my feelings and thoughts. They promoted that I get married in a heterosexual relationship. I was married for 12 years to a man who was allowed to be abusive with me. And I finally woke up in 2008, and I think it was a little bit of cracks. You know, you get pushed down so bad, but everything looked great from the outside. And I didn't want to raise my children in a home that did not have love. I didn't want to raise my children in a godless home. And I didn't want my children to grow up believing in something that was so painful for me inside.
If you want to be part of the conversation, you can call 1-877-217-5757 to join Michelle LeClaire in our conversation with her this morning. Michelle, your book goes into the practice of auditing in the Church of Scientology and how it is connected, I guess, to the religious beliefs espoused in that church. Tell us a little bit about this practice and why it concerns you.
Well, this practice is used to help brainwash you. So it is, you are holding on to cans that are attached to what they call an electrometer, which supposedly registers thought, kind of like a lie detector. They make you believe when you go in that it is helping you get to the subconscious and find areas of pain, bring them forward, and get rid of them so that you can operate in life without any sort of painful emotion holding you back. But instead, what happens is you have an auditor directing you to areas that may be painful for you and making you believe that those painful events were all caused by you. So if you were somebody who had been molested at a young age, or you have been raped, or you have been harmed or hurt in any way, you are made to believe that this is all your fault and the Church of Scientology is going to help you become a better person. And it's brainwashing.
Do you feel that you have been, I know you're now publishing this book very publicly telling your story. Do you feel that you've been able to break free of the church that caused you to have to suppress some of your identity expression? And are you afraid of how the church is reacting or will react to the publication of this book?
Well, luckily I have broken free. I officially left in 2011. I have a beautiful life now. My children are safe with me. I have the love of my life by my side. Sadly, I had to go through hell when I left. They decided that they would come after me, They would provide a false narrative about who I was and my business, and I literally fought for my life for many years. Truth prevailed, and things have been wonderful. I am no longer naive, and I know that the Church of Scientology will do everything they can to come after me. L. Ron Hubbard wrote a policy called Fair Game, which says that Scientologists are allowed to utterly destroy you, come after you, sue you, lie, do anything against somebody who's defected from the group or who is speaking out against the group. So, yeah, I mean, when I was in New York doing my press tour, there were Scientologists everywhere following me around. But if they want to sit there and follow me around and watch this beautiful, happy life of children and love, so let them do it. But yeah, they're setting up fake websites, and you know, I think somebody even told me they saw an ad on the internet that was by the Church of Scientology saying fake things. But they can't destroy love, and they don't really know what to do with love.
The number is 1-877-217-5757. If you'd like to call in and talk with Michelle, 1-877-217-5757. Michelle, I want to ask you if there are members of the Scientology Church that may be listening, who maybe are very comfortable in the church. Is the goal of your book to try to convince people to leave the church, or what would you say to those folks who still are very faithful in the Scientology faith?
Sadly, the people that are in the church won't be listening. You know, if they work for the Church of Scientology, they have a proxy on their internet, so they cannot even Google anything bad about Scientology. If they are just a parishioner, they won't listen to it. They're taught to believe that the news outlets are just merchants of chaos, and they will tell lies about the church. They believe that anything outside of the Church of Scientology is dangerous, and they would get caught reading those. I do hope that I can stop people from going in. I can say to different areas to say, if there is a Church of Scientology that is near you, do not go near them. Don't do the ridiculous personality tests that they're asking you to come in and do. If you have a family member or a friend that is a Scientologist, do not believe that they are safe. And be very, very careful with this. Their membership is dwindling. People like Leah Remini, they've really foraged the path and I think have really hurt the membership inside of the church. I hope to God somebody hears it, or that a member walks into a Target and sees the People magazine. But I think I've got a bigger chance of stopping people from going in than getting people out.
And you mentioned Leah Remini. I know I believe it's a documentary, Going Clear. There have been some public stories shared that sound similar to yours. Do you feel like, you talked about the fair game policy and all, do you feel like maybe over time some of the more dire aspects of Scientology may begin to go away? Or is this a difficult sort of practice to break, do you think?
I think the 501c3 protects them, but I think there's ways around it. And what we have to look at as a public is, why are we going to allow harassment of any level from you know, a religious entity or from ex-spouses? I think that's something that our government, I think we as individuals need to really address, is why are people allowed to set up fake websites and hate websites with false information, and nobody can do anything about it? Or somebody who leaves a bad marriage and they're destroyed out there in the public eye. I think we need to start looking at the definition of harassment, and I think something has to be done about that. We need to be able to protect our family and our children and our ability to make money. So if our reputation is destroyed and our voice is destroyed, how are we expected to provide for our family? So I think Leah and I and Mike Render and many other people that have spoken out realize this isn't just a Scientology thing. There are plenty of people out there today that deal with harassment, and I think we need to look into that further.
So are you working on trying to change some of the laws about harassment or more speaking in public settings, I guess, just on what happened to you?
We are. I mean, there are so many people every day, from celebrities that are harassed to women that are harassed. I mean, my gosh, the Me Too movement is huge. And some of those women that have spoken out have been harassed. So, yes, we are talking with public officials and are looking at how we can actually change harassment into a crime and get it to stop.
Michelle LeClaire, your book is called Perfectly Clear, Escaping Scientology and Fighting for the Woman I Love. Where is your book available?
All over, thank goodness. Amazon, you can order it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a lot of the local bookstores that are out there. So there's a lot more detail inside of the book, and I'm so grateful for you talking to me about it today.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle LeClaire, an author, and I believe she would call herself a survivor who has been able to break free of a church that she had a bad experience in. Thank you for joining us and sharing today. You can learn more about that in her book. We thank Sandra Rigdon Spears and also Matthew Ratcliffe with Aging 2.0, a new chapter to begin tomorrow night at Pennington Biomedical Research Center here in Baton Rouge. Thanks for joining me today on Talk Louisiana, and we'll see you soon.